This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. One Advent Tuesday. First posted December 4th, 07, Isaiah 11:1-10. The Messianic King, Isaiah paraphrase, a shoot will come forth from the stump of Jesse, the father of David, 1 Samuel 16:10-13. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear appropriate awe and respect for the power and authority of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord, Isaiah 11:2-3a. The Messiah is the righteous judge, who will not be swayed by outward appearances or by what people say. He will not be influenced by human wealth and power. He will treat the poor and meek with fairness and justice. His word will oppose and defeat worldly people and destroy the wicked. His conduct will be bound and controlled by God's righteousness and faithfulness in his reign. Creation will be restored to paradise with peace and harmony between all creatures. No longer will creatures prey and be preyed upon by others. Wild animals will be gentle enough for a small child to lead. The most poisonous of snakes will be no threat even to infants and small children. Creatures will no longer hurt or destroy in God's kingdom, because all will know God fully and personally. In that day, the root of Jesse, the Messiah, Jesus, will stand forth as a signal flag. All nations will seek him and his dwelling shall be glorious, Isaiah 11:10. Commentary, God's word prophesied that the Messiah would come forth from the stump of Israel. Jesus is the son, descendant, of David, and thus of Jesse, David's father, Matthew 1:1-17. Israel would be cut off, but the new Israel would come forth through that one branch which is Jesus Christ. His church is the new Israel. The fullness of the Holy Spirit rested upon Jesus, as John the Baptizer testified, John 1:31-34. The infilling of the Holy Spirit is characterized by divine, not worldly, wisdom and understanding, counsel, supernatural power, a personal knowledge, experience, of and relationship with God, and reverence and respect for God's power and authority, not in fear and dread, but in delight. Jesus came in human flesh to become the one and only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of our sins. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. He came to spiritually cleanse us so that we could individually become the dwelling place of God in the Holy Spirit. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14. Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit we can have divine wisdom, spiritual understanding, divine counsel, personal experience and fellowship with the Lord, and supernatural enabling and power to do what the Lord calls us to do, John 14:21, 25-26. We can delight in doing God's will with joy, rather than in fear and dread. Jesus is the righteous judge, not basing his judgment on outward appearances or what people say. He will give justice and equity for the poor and meek. His word will confront and defeat worldly people and will destroy the wicked. All his ways will be governed and characterized by righteousness and faithfulness. Jesus has been given all authority in heaven and on earth, Matthew 28:18, and has promised to return in great glory and power on the day of judgment. Everyone who has ever lived will be accountable to him for what they have done in life, John 5:28-29. The standard of judgment will be God's word, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in Jesus Christ, John 1:1-5, 14. Those who have trusted and obeyed Jesus will receive eternal life in God's new creation in heaven. Those who have rejected Jesus and have refused to trust and obey Jesus will be condemned to eternal death and destruction in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Creation will be restored to the paradise God intended, but which was lost through sin, disobedience of God's word, In the new creation there will be peace and harmony between all creatures, and all will know the Lord and His word personally and fully and be glad to trust and obey Him. In that day, Jesus will be a banner and signal of victory and salvation to all people, and He will be glorified. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.